Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We've actually been here. We're just waiting for the producer to press the right buttons.
It took a little bit for us to get on there.
Yeah, we've been here. We're just waiting.
I always forget which mic Tony is.
I feel like I'm a little low. Can you turn me up a little bit?
Turn it up.
Can you turn me up in those headphones, dog? There we go.
Turn me up my headphones. Welcome in. A 3-hour show.
Yes. We got
Padre off day, and we got a round table coming up at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Scrabes Chronicles to follow that.
Yep. Got a packed show tonight.
Packed show. It's an appreciation day, I hear.
You know, apparently I've just, now that I do it once a week, every show's an appreciation show for one of the Padres players, and today it's Manny Machado.
All right. So
I don't know how you're going to find anything good to say about him.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, Chris. I'm going to have to dig deep.
He's balling. Padres. Well,
was he 2-for-2, 2 walks, on base every time?
Yep.
Can you please give him one gold glove? It's my life's goal to get him another gold glove. He's playing so great. Ugh. Man, he's fun to watch.
It's going to happen.
How about he raced over from shortstop last night and caught a pop-up in front of the third base dugout and made it look like it was a piece of cake? He ran about 70 yards to catch that pop-up.
Padres get the series victory yesterday, taking down the Angels. They've won their last two series, and now a good Seattle Mariners team coming into town. They've...
No, they're good. I'm saying they're good, but we're good. So, you know, I'm not worried.
Oh, okay. So Chris is not worried. Nobody wasn't really insinuating that anybody should be worried. Oh, okay. I was just making the point that it's a good team coming to town. Should be a fun matchup. What do you guys got? How's your day today?
It's good. It's really good. My day was buoyed by a couple of different things. One, the arrival of my hat here. People will see on the chat. I was telling my mother-in-law about the famous Montreal Expo logo, which my regular mother discovered when I was a kid, actually spells out our last name, E-L-L-O. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's right. So I've always loved this logo. So she got me a hat. I thought that was nice. She just kind of surprised me with it. So I'm wearing the hat in her honor.
That's
today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Surprised they still make, honestly, I'm not, because the team hasn't been around in over like 20 years.
It's still a pretty popular hat, though. You see these hats. Yeah, these expo hats, I think, were always kind of fun. But the second thing that gave me a charge today was seeing that Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Xander Schauffele, probably the three greatest golfers on the planet, or pretty darn close to it if they're not, all three of them double bogeyed the 16th hole today, playing together in one group.
That doesn't happen often.
Often. Scottie Scheffler had honors on the 16th tee. He also had honors on the 17th tee after a double bogey.
Wow.
And he said, well, that's never happened before.
Honors?
Honors
means you get to go first.
Technically,
whoever gets the best score on the previous hole goes first.
But I would like to say to all the amateur golfers out there, it's ready golf. There's no such thing as waiting for the best score.
No, the rest of us can play ready golf.
And the pros, that's how
they determine who goes first on the next hole. So,
gotcha.
For all three guys to get a double bogey.
I didn't know that it was called honors.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's very pretentious.
Well, you know me. I mean, I wasn't born and raised in Beverly Hills for nothing. You know, how pretentious I can be.
Chris, you have the honor.
I have honors. Yes, but anyway, so that's got to make any golfer feel a little better. You know, to hear that all three guys on the same hole made a mockery of the course
there.
Anyway, Scheffler, as you might expect, has come back. Now, I think he finished at -2 for the day. Schauffele finished at -1. So, you know, they recovered. I don't think Rory recovered, Scrabe. He's off to a bad start.
He doesn't need to. He won the Masters. That's all he gets.
That's all he needs.
Okay. He gets that career Grand Slam.
We'll be soon saying he's washed because he's not doing anything.
Yeah, because apparently he didn't think he needs to win here either because he's at like +3 after
the first
day.
He's won at this course in a regular PGA Tour tournament a couple times, so I wouldn't count him out.
He's way behind. He's like 9 shots back.
I wouldn't count him out.
Okay.
But 9 right. shots is a lot.
Now that you're, you know, if you're adamant about it, I won't count him out. Just like you can't count out the Padres in the bullpen. You know, it's funny, after a week of disaster, last night seemed like every other game this year, didn't it, Tony?
Yep.
Get out to a nice lead. I'm not going to even mention to the Xander fans that he had a 3-run homer. I'll let you deal with that how you want to deal with it. But, the pitching, Vasquez is, you know, I'm going to pull a Gwynn and Chris Show listener here. I'll take credit for Vasquez turning it around because I was so hard on him earlier for not throwing strikes. That's what our listeners would do. They go, well, Xander just has a good game because, you know, he doesn't want to hear me rip him anymore. Now, that's stupid. And so I'm being stupid by thinking that I have something to do.
You're going to join along.
Yeah, right. I'll be stupid, too. But no, we've said it, right? If Vasquez throws strikes, he had one walk yesterday again, second start in a row, and this guy's hard to hit. So it was great.
He, third inning, I think, got to the third before he got the first walk. And
it was almost a pitch around, too, because it was a runner on third.
It definitely felt like he was being extra careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, it's come against the Rockies and
the Angels.
The Angels.
Yeah, okay.
But still, I mean, he hadn't really shown the ability to do this in any start. So
right.
I think that is the takeaway, is that he certainly seems like he's on the attack and he's very aware of the walk. It just seems like he's dialed in right now.
He's
pitching with a different confidence too. The last three starts, even in the Pittsburgh start, where he still had 5 walks, I believe it was in that Pittsburgh start.
Right. He's still more attack.
He still was on the attack more.
You know what's interesting? He's given up 3 runs in his last 2 starts: 2 to the Rockies, 1 yesterday.
All solos.
All solo home runs. Yeah. What that tells me is that what you just said, he doesn't mind throwing a strike.
It's also helped that his team has gotten him a nice little cushion to start the game off.
They got him 32 runs in the Rocky game. They only got him 3 last night.
He's had a total of 24 runs scored for him in his start.
But and for the life of all of us, didn't we think Jackson Merrill caught that ball? I know Jackson thought he was going to catch it.
I did not. Well, I saw that he didn't.
Oh, I could tell.
I couldn't tell. He got his glove up a little late because he kind of didn't get the best jump on that one.
Yeah.
But if he had a clean jump, I have no doubt he would have got to the wall and would have been able to bring it back.
Yeah. But the highlight of the night was, right, the bullpen facing 10 batters and retiring 9. And Suarez getting right back up there and riding the horse again and looking like Suarez. That is what you take going forward from all of that.
I mean, no matter what happened yesterday or day before yesterday, he wasn't going to be able to pitch. He threw 33
right.
pitches.
We knew he couldn't
start.
Pitch, right. Yeah.
So it was like perfect timing. And it just so happened that the Padres pushed the lead out a little bit more, where it was no longer a a safe situation. Right.
In other words,
but
yeah.
You still let him go out there and kind of get that
smart,
that bad taste out of his mouth after he. After he had a hard time really being able to throw strikes.
Yeah. No, it's good. And look, the Dodgers were, you know, able to keep the pace there. But you're only a half game behind. You're one game. This is a little bit of trivia for if you just sit down somewhere tonight. Ask somebody out there who has the best record in baseball. I don't know if too many people are going to say the Tigers.
Yeah.
But the Tigers is the answer.
Yeah, that 2 out of 3 series loss doesn't look as bad as it did at that one point.
By the way, Tony, as a center fielder, did you see the catch that the Red Sox combined to make?
That was nice.
You're not going to ever see that again, don't you think?
No.
Did you see it, Scrape?
Yeah, I did.
Right fielder reaches over the fence, gets his glove and bats it back in, and the center fielder's kind of watching him and goes, oh, and catches it. That was a hell of a
money.
Play.
That was money. That's a play we'll be
sure a
little
times.
Bit.
Yeah.
One last piece of good news before we get to break. It sounds like Mr. Yu Darvish is starting to get closer.
Uh-huh.
An efficient 4-inning rehab start in El Paso. The 38-year-old threw 51 pitches over 4 innings in a rehab start against the AAA Las Vegas team. 37 pitches were strikes. He struck out 4, walked 1, allowed a 2-run homer in the first, and won a Pacific Coast League's friendly hitting environment.
Yeah, probably a pop-up somewhere.
After the free pass, Darvish allowed just one other hit in the start, a single to start the second. So Darvish starting to get closer. He's starting to get closer.
Well, that is, yeah. And what are you going to do, Tony, when he's ready? Are you going to, I mean, Kolek hasn't given up a run yet. We just talked about Vasquez.
Yeah, no, I think
Kolek will go down.
Kolek will go down. Or you might move him to the bullpen.
Right, yeah.
But I don't know if you want to move him to the bullpen at this point. I mean, the starting experiment is going your way, and it's nice to have another guy you could lean on if you need one.
He's got the feel.
As a matter of fact, excuse me. You will need another arm down the stretch anyway. So
no question. Yeah, I think what they're going to do, because I think you mentioned this the other day, I think they might not a 6-man rotation.
Yeah,
but they may send Kolek up and down a little bit and have him start a couple of times so that Darvish can ease his way into it.
There will be breaks in the schedule where you can kind of mix it in and do that type of deal. So
yeah.
We'll see, but it's nice that this team is almost getting back to fully healthy for the first time all season once Darv comes back. All right, let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome in. Welcome back. We are underway. Happy to be with you on a Thursday. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby together today in our Odyssey Palace Studios this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt with Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Our baseball summer league is the perfect fit for your player starting June 16th through August 17th. Summer league includes 8 practices, 8 games. Go to sandiegofrozenropes.com. That's sandiegofrozenropes.com. Padres are off today, ready, as Tony mentioned, to begin the Vetter Cup against the Mariners tomorrow.
Your camera.
Oh, my camera's
that's one.
Cattywampus.
But the other thing, did you see the sheriff today?
Paddock again.
Seven inning of shutty.
Yep.
Well, he had 6 no-hit innings his last outing after an 0-3 start. Paddock is back in form. The Twins have won 11 in a row, by the way.
Yes, they have. Just that, swept the Orioles, who are
boy,
now
the Orioles. You know, we talk about all the bad teams in baseball, but those teams are all supposed to be bad. The Orioles are not supposed to be bad.
No, they're not.
So,
did you guys see Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton ran into each other?
Again?
Yeah.
That Hoyt.
It's pretty big. That Hoyt.
Yeah.
It was a good collision.
As Tommy Boy would say, that'll leave a mark.
Did you guys come out of the game?
I think they
yes,
did.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they did. That'll leave a mark. All right, so baseball, but other than that and a few other games here and there, it's kind of a quiet day in baseball. Yesterday was the big schedule reveal in the National Football League. Again, I seem to be the only one interested. Scraby said he had no interest.
Didn't even look at the rest of the 49ers schedule last
night.
And
the release of the schedule.
Didn't even look.
Correa looked like he was knocked out.
Yeah. Oh, we're back to, yeah.
Sorry, I just was watching
fine.
It.
That's fine.
I would put.
He caught it, too,
Chris,
by the way.
Chris, your camera went cattywampus again.
What the heck?
Caught it, too.
Come on.
I know.
Buxton.
I know. Buxton.
Buxton caught the ball.
Poor Buxton is always hurt.
Since we're on this subject, Tony, your worst collision as a major leaguer, or did you get away without one?
While he's thinking, I'll say the right field grass in Toronto was
his. Okay, that wasn't nice.
The turf monster took him down.
That was not nice.
That's real, though.
I'm just watching Toronto right now, so I thought of it.
But. I don't know that I think I've avoided all of the. I remember one time me and Venable came together on a ball in a gap, and at the last second he jumped, and I caught it, and I was able to kind of then plant and jump over him. But that one was probably the closest I've been. I've been able to avoid serious.
Did collisions. You ever? Did you ever? You can tell us now. Did you ever alligator arm one because you thought of a collision, or you're going to run into the wall?
I'll never forget. It was my first ever. It was in Colorado, ironically.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Francisco was our closer for the Brewers, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I remember old Francisco.
He came in, and Todd Helton comes up to the plate, and Brady Clark is playing right field. I'm playing center. They had just brought me in for the defensive replacement. And it's bottom of the ninth. We're up. It's a save situation. And Helton hits a ball in the right center field gap. And what I remember is, I remember from the corner of my eye as I'm chasing this ball, I see Brady like
huffing and puffing.
I just
like the guy from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
I will get you, shooter.
And he kept coming, and I'm sure. I mean, this is when Colorado was good, so the place was packed.
Yeah,
it was loud. And I'm sure he didn't hear me. I could just feel him. And so I alligator armed it, kind of went off my glove.
Oh boy.
Fell down. And as I looked at him, he had stopped. It was just, it was in my head.
He
at
was
that
like,
point.
I don't know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Thankfully, my man, Cordero got me out of
coverage.
Still got to say.
How many, let me start that over. I just like stuttered like crazy. How many outfielders do you think in Major League Baseball have no fear and will just.
I think the more you're in those situations, the less you worry about.
Because you know the guys are
not
looking
only
out
that,
for you.
You know, I was a rookie, so yeah. It was like having the command to come in and be like, I got it! Get out of the way!
Yeah.
I hadn't quite
developed
that.
I mean, if you're playing behind
yet.
Robin Yount or something, and not that you played with him, but Somebody of that ilk, though, you wouldn't want to call him off a ball, maybe.
Right. We asked Tyler Wade a few weeks ago, or I asked Tyler Wade, like, what's it like to... You know, call off Fernando, a platinum glover, and he's like, hey, I'm the center fielder, I'm the boss, I had a better look, so I'm going to tell him.
And nope, that's right. Wade has also been in the league for a little bit.
True.
He's not a young dude. Now, if you would have asked a young dude coming in that's trying
like
to make
Walkeridge.
His way, you know, he'd be like, hey, you know, you think about it for a sec.
Yeah. By the way, here to Brandon Lockridge. That was a key hit he got last night.
Yes, sir.
To help the Padres win that ball game. But on the NFL schedule that Scraby hasn't looked at, the NFL was in defense mode today because the Steelers are opening the season against the Jets. And later in the year, when the Steelers play the Packers, they chose that for Sunday night football. So people are thinking
Steelers at Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah,
so people are thinking, does the NFL know something about Aaron Rodgers?
And they took the bait too.
And so the NFL's, get out of here. We didn't know anything.
They should have never said anything.
Right.
Of course they did, but they took the bait.
They took the bait and they said, oh, no, this is all for Mike Tomlin. Look, we don't believe that either.
Right.
You know, Steelers-Jets is pretty juicy if Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Steelers. So why not put it in week one right in the headline game?
Would it be crazy for me to say I don't think he's going to play again?
Yeah, nope. I don't know that it's going to happen.
I don't think it'd be crazy.
No. Yeah, I don't know that it's going to happen, but the NFL's defending itself from that. I think the other game, and then, you know, the whole season, there's good games, great games, this, that, and the other. But one other tasty matchup is in Week 10, and I believe they put that on Monday or Sunday night. It'll be the Packers against the Eagles. The reason that sounds fun is they're going to vote. I don't know if you're aware of this, if everybody remembers. They're going to vote less than 2 weeks.
The tush push?
Whether or not to outlaw the tush push. And if it gets outlawed, it's the Packers' fault. Because they're the
Green
ones that
Bay's
brought
out
up.
There politicking out there.
Yes. So
that means the Eagles should just tush push the entire game.
They should.
just be like, you can't stop it. Here we go.
It just like
you
drive
mean if they don't if yeah. they don't
yeah.
outlaw.
Yeah.
Drive the point home.
Just right. like this we're just why, gonna run this all
this
game.
Is why these guys didn't want us to be able
first
to do
and
it.
Ten. What's Jalen Hurts doing there? Hang on.
He's tush pushing for 3 yards.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All right, so the NFL schedule's out. You can find your favorite team somewhere and check into that. The NBA playoffs last night, to our dismay, the Celtics stayed alive. Jaylen Brown did play well, but the guy that really saved them was a Derek White.
Yes.
What a game he had, knocking everything he could in. And Brunson, unfortunately for him, they didn't keep it close enough for him to take over the game
in the fourth. Yeah,
no. So Celtics are still alive. The Warriors, though, are not.
They go,
and they just had. We said it. They had no chance without Steph and the T-Wolves. I will say this, Tony. We were critical. I was way more critical. You said let's wait. And I was critical all year. I said the T-Wolves screwed up. They shouldn't have traded Cat for Randall. Guess what? Randall's balling now.
He's been balling for a
while.
He was the main problem in the Lakers series. Like, they had no answer for him.
No, Randall has been great. Cat's been still good for the Knicks, but Randall has really come into his own here.
I honestly felt bad for LeBron having to guard him because he was
he's strong.
He was just like a bull in the china shop.
Yes.
Boom,
he made a move. He made a move last night and the elbow caught the guy and it was a foul on Randall and the guy was down for a couple of minutes.
It's like, do you want to do that?
And Randall was like, "Oh, did I hit you?" Like he didn't even notice it. Like he's just
big. It took him a while to get going,
he's
but once
great.
He got going, it's been tough.
And here's the other criticism that may not be able to criticize as much. But we all, and not just us, everybody, lambasted the Nuggets for firing their coach. Well, they beat the Clippers, and I know they're down 3-2, but tonight they got a chance to force a game 7. They're playing pretty well, you know, without Michael Malone.
I don't think anybody...
they knew something that, you know, the rest of us thought we knew.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who thought they would get to this point after firing their coach, what, five games before the end of the season.
Yeah. So,
yeah, man, they... But the interesting thing is this is why you got to take these reports with a grain of salt, right? The thing that kept being reported was that they wanted the young guys to play. The rotation hasn't changed at all.
I don't think so.
It's the same exact guys playing.
Are you going to tell me that it's not Jokic and Murray that are leading him to this
100%.
Point?
100%. I mean, Westbrook is still playing all the minutes he was playing when Malone was there.
Yeah.
So.
The bad news for the Nuggets, though, Jamal Murray, speaking of him, is – on the injury report for tonight's game now, he's got an illness.
Oh, he's playing.
So, yeah, he'll find a way, I would think, because their season is on the line.
But, don't Jimmy Butler yourself.
You know, Jimmy Butler's taking a little heat right now. Because
what happened with Jimmy?
No, he didn't do his usual Jimmy Butler. But we said, correctly, that once Steph is out, you can now funnel three guys to Jimmy Butler. And that's what they did.
And that's the other thing about the T-Wolves. They don't even need to funnel three guys. They got McDaniels.
Yes, McDaniels can guard you by himself.
And then you got the other long arm dude that looks just like McDaniels. Like,
right.
They are I can see them winning a title. That's how good they're playing right now. They got a bona fide dude in Edwards. You got really, what, three like top-end defenders in McDaniels and the two-named gentlemen and then – Gobert.
You're talking about, what is it?
The two-name show.
Well, no, Anderson Walker, I think it is. Anyway, his name takes all
his whole
jersey.
Yeah.
So, well, and if they make a mistake, Gobert is one of the few centers that is standing in the paint.
Yeah. So,
well,
and then
we'll
you got
see.
Julius who can do.
Julius is on a roll.
Yeah, so they got a good squad.
They do. We'll see OKC and Denver tonight in Game 6. All right, we'll take a quick time out here. Let's see. Oh, we got our MLS interview today.
We do
always
have
like
that.
And the did they win? By
yes.
the way, they were
yes,
up 2-0.
I didn't
see the final.
Yes.
They did? Okay. Yeah. So SDFC won again last night.
And he was on the call last night.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mark Fallowill is his name. We'll have him in the 3 o'clock hour. In the meantime, we will, continue with the chit-chat here. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Thanks for being with us on 97.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Turn his mic on.
It's on.
It is. Oh, it's on. You're getting the camera going.
I was getting my camera right.
By the way, you can watch us on YouTube if you just search 97.3 The Fan. While you're at YouTube.com.
I have a couple complaints here.
Oh, no.
Complaint department is open.
Know, Gravy usually keeps this bad boy open, but
yeah.
I'm going to drop one in today. There's too much food here when someone is trying to be
hardest,
on a diet.
Hardest thing about SD Fat Loss is not the actual program. It's surviving the people around you.
It's really not. It's really not cool.
I just opened up some chicken wings from... the round table and of course, and they're smelling up the whole room. So
first of all, they're not smelling up the whole room.
They are.
So I got a nose for wings, and I don't smell it. Right. Secondly, Scraby had a problem with you having wings, and he comes up with these weird.
He has
rules.
A problem with me doing everything.
He
We've
does.
Already discussed this, and I'm used to it by now.
I'm being nicer to Chris these days.
Well, fine. Well, but what is your problem all, first with of the all, wings? Explain yourself.
First of all, before you explain yourself, mm-hmm. chat. Good on you, because you have guilted Scraby into actually trying to be nicer to Chris. He is actually he's actually scared of you guys out there. So keep at it.
Yeah,
good
for
job.
For some reason, he's not scared of the people sitting right here, but he's very scared about the people that he can't see that are out there.
You guys know I'm very particular. You guys know that I have rules for certain things. And
he lords over us too, like Dave Marcus.
To me, when you're doing a radio show, you don't eat, period. Like, you just don't eat, period. Okay, but I've gotten over that part.
You obviously haven't.
Clearly.
Every time I bring the crackers in or the wings today.
Clearly.
Or, you know, whatever.
And by the way, when this guy was bringing in his mega salads. And crunch it on him over
he
here.
Has he has done that.
He gets off and just disappears for time.
When was the last time you saw me eat a meal?
It doesn't matter. You've eaten a meal
you
in
have
here.
Done it many
only
times.
Because you
and
just...
Tony's right. You just disappear from the show for 25 minutes. So
food coma.
We can't afford to do that.
The second rule.
What's the second rule?
Well, the addendum to the first rule is never eat anything messy. And he's eating wings, which are the messiest thing to eat.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why?
Does it bother me?
Is he touching your computer?
No.
Why does it bother you?
Because...
He doesn't have a good answer
I don't.
For this.
I really
you
don't.
Are you upset because you don't get to enjoy the wings?
No.
It's nothing like that?
You know what I think it is? Honestly, wings are gross to me. And
you don't like wings?
I don't like wings on the bone. I will not eat wings on the bone.
You guys hear this? This is ridiculous.
This is not anything new. When I was little, I bit into a chicken wing. The bone broke in my mouth.
You're not supposed to bite the bone.
I didn't mean to bite the bone.
Did somebody
Don't save that clip. And it broke in my mouth. And for some reason, that feeling was like the grossest thing ever to me, and I can still feel that feeling, and so I won't eat
it's
wings
ruined
on the bone.
You, huh?
Yeah, it really has.
Just
if wings are the only thing there, I'm sorry, Chris. Wings are the only thing there, I will take a knife and a fork, and I will cut the meat off of the bone.
You should be ashamed.
My
yourself.
Mom used to cut meat off the bone when I was a kid.
Mama's gravy.
Just so you know,
too nice.
You know, you're her favorite.
You're
she
crazy. Just so you understand,
there's no way I'm her favorite. Do you know what I put her through for? 8, 9, 10 years?
Touche.
Who, your mother?
Yes.
What are you putting her still through?
Oh, she
came on
take...
here the other day and says that she sneezed too loud and she was, you know, upset for like 2 weeks after you
she
pointed
did,
that out.
She did. I did tell everyone that she's a loud sneezer, and she's, every time I tell her that, she claims that she's not, even though that she is. And she was not happy for
Is that loud that you have to, like, mention it?
It's loud. My dad, like, he'll do, like, a fake jump.
like it's scary.
And it really bothers her.
That's kind of funny.
Sorry, actually. Mom, I brought it up again.
if Tony and I had rules, which we don't, just suffice to say, you would break almost all of them. Just being who you are.
Can you give me a rule that can you give me something that I do that you don't like, and I will be open to fixing it?
Yeah, how about flying off the handle and losing your mind every time something doesn't quite go right?
Okay,
how about that?
Here's what I can tell you,
and I will say this: you've actually gotten better at that.
You actually have. You've improved in that category.
I will say this, Chris: I am trying to keep my anger down, so I'm counting to three now before I react to things.
Interesting.
And I'm not an angry person. I'm not.
What I would recommend isn't you're doing, how about trying three Mississippi?
Takes I need longer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so either longer. Count to five or three Mississippi.
Yes.
I can do that.
That might help matters.
See, I am trying to get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, see if I can do
it. Have you seen a cracker in here for the last month?
And I will say that Chris has given up on the crackers, which... I should pick my battles. Wait,
are you giving up on crackers because he's been so adamant about it, or are you just not eating crackers?
No, I kind of have replaced them with some other items that I feel that he doesn't seem to hate as much.
Joshua says, revoke his man card, please.
Whose? Yours?
Mine. Oh. Yeah, for not eating the wings.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
That's crazy. That's crazy work.
Will Galvez... just texted me.
Hey, Will Galvez.
Chicken wings are so good. I didn't ask for that, Will.
You're
me that.
You're a boneless guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Boneless wings are
they're
chicken
really
nuggets.
Wings. Yeah, so, exactly. But it's all right.
Yeah.
What's Will Galvez up to these days?
He lives here now. His address is.
Can you play Will so people can know?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows who Will is.
Scravy!
There he is. That is an
enduring
clip.
Comment there, and yes. He's also the best fan I know of Pistol Pete Maverick.
That's right.
And
he also doesn't know Detlef Shrimp was a basketball player.
Right. You know,
that
we
was
went
one
golfing.
Of his better ones.
I went golfing with Will, another guy who used to work for our station, Ron Davis. And Greg Ranieri, who used to work for our station as well.
Everybody who used to work,
yeah.
Right?
And Will, I forgot where I was going with that.
Dang it. Wow. You went golfing with
I can't
them?
Even be mad. I do that.
What were
like,
we talking about before that?
Pistol Pete Maverick.
Oh, yes. Okay. So we were talking about that. And I still, every time I see Will, I go, I need a name. Because Tony answered Detlef Shrimp to a trivia question, and Will was like...
He had no idea who that was.
Yeah, he goes, I need a name. We're like, that is the name, Will!
It was partly that, and partly the fact that he just didn't recognize Detlef Shrimp as a name at all.
No,
it was just a sound to him.
I was just talking gibberish at that point.
Yeah, I think he said Gesundheit after you said Detlef Shrimp. It was the wrong reaction.
Yeah.
All right. Got the Padres need a left fielder. Let's go there for a minute.
So, Scrivenator
they
Discord.
May soon need a left fielder. I'm sure a lot of impatient fans think they could use one tomorrow, but
I don't think this is a question as in let's make the trade today. I think this is a question what name should we be looking at? And the Scrivenators asked this in the Discord. They wanted your opinion on players that you guys think may make good left fielders in a trade. And I'll start. I saw a bunch of Taylor Ward. I know that he is hitting under 200, but I feel like he probably would get better on this team. And he has some years of control. Now, would it be too expensive? Maybe, because I know that the Angels value him a lot. But that's just a name that I'm throwing out there.
Are you throwing that name out there because he hit a couple home runs against us?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's how that he's hitting.
Right. He's hitting
under 200. Under 200.
So, yeah.
I mean, same thing.
Sorry. He's up to 186 now. Right. He does have 10 homers, which is, you know, doable.
I mean, which basically means he's hitting a homer.
I think he's got 10 home runs nine singles or something. Yeah.
I think I should go after McCutchen.
Yeah, I like that name, Andrew McCutchen.
I think, you know.
Now, do you think he can play a good enough left field still?
Yeah,
okay.
I think he can play a good enough
I mean, he's been a great
field.
Defender his entire career. So.
I think, especially for that, he's been DHing for most of the year. And so you could ask him to, you'd be playing, what, from August to the end? I think
he would
could,
love that.
I think he could do that. I think he'd be a great bat in this lineup to go along in this lineup. And I don't think it would, like, cost you a ton. McCutcheon is already at
the... Plus, you're dealing with the Pirates, and they're kind of stupid, so you could probably pull one over on which those
also,
guys.
Which also means they could hold it hostage, thinking that they can get way more. So.
Pirates aren't smart enough to do that. You know, I'm looking at guys that are just not having great years, right? You're not going to be able to get, you know, the top-of-the-line left fielder. You know, Riley Green in Detroit or Schwarber, you know, I mean... Those aren't coming here. Jackson Churio's a left fielder. Lars Nootbaar, Jaron Duran. These are all really good players. Rosarena, you know, he's coming here this weekend. He's a great player, though. I don't think the Mariners would want to move him. The best I see is, and we didn't have good luck with the first Gurriel, but Lourdes Gurriel. And does Arizona really want to trade him? He's their starting left fielder, and they're going to make a run at it. So Taylor Ward is really not the worst name I've heard when you're talking about a player from a team that is not going to be in any kind of contention.
KG on the chat had another suggestion earlier today. Kyle Stowers from the Marlins. He's hitting 300.
No,
but the Marlins are always trading with the Padres.
No, Kyle Stowers is staying on the Marlins probably forever, as long as they can keep him. This guy's a franchise player he's turning into. That's not
They don't have a franchise to have him play for.
I'm trying to figure out the... my guy, you guys are just both mentioning as your pick,
Taylor Ward.
Yeah,
Taylor Ward.
You're not into that.
He's hitting
186. Yeah.
What are his? Let me see his career stats.
But you're not going to get somebody who's hitting 386, Tony.
But I mean, how is hitting 180 any different than what's there right now?
Well, 10 homers is different than two.
Not if it's 180. It's the same thing. You just more outs in between.
His career numbers. He's hitting 247. He's an OPS plus of 107.
We're not talking about career numbers at this point. We're talking about right now.
186, 10 home runs, 22 RBIs, 637 OPS. It's not good. It's not good.
I think he's an upgrade. Okay. You know, I'd like to see Jason Hayward just get it going, and I think that they can. I think they need to give him a good, solid month at least. More,
but this team isn't a team that needs to hit home runs to win.
No, they don't need their... I think every team, and maybe this is too old school, I think every team needs their left fielder to produce something. And other than the Lockridge hit last night, we haven't got very much from any of the guys that came up. Oscar Gonzalez didn't do much. Tirso wasn't able to. Connor Joe, he's long gone anyway. You know, Hayward is... The thing that worries me about Hayward is, you know, and this is far from anything personal because he was one of my favorite guys we met in spring training, and I know he's a great teammate, but that he hasn't really done much for 2 or 3 years now. So what's to suggest that he's going to come out of this anytime soon? And I think that has to be something you look at.
I mean, if those are your two options, why not just give Gonzalez another shot?
Give Gonzalez the shot? Yeah, no, you might be right, but... We'll see. I mean, and how much do the Padres really have to trade now? What's left? I mean, other than Salas and DeVries.
Taylor Ward's going to cost you because he's under control.
Yeah, I don't know that the Padres are going to be able to make the trade that a lot of fans want them to make. So I don't think they have the same capital.
Now, I would love this
deal.
We're moving off the left field for 1 second, but
where
I would love this.
Here now?
It will never happen in a million years. Adley Rutschman. Go all in for Adley Rutschman.
What?
Under control.
What are we talking about?
I know it's crazy, and it's never going to happen. Another name I just saw, Cedric Mullins, but I don't think that would happen either.
That's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
The Orioles have a ton of outfielders.
They got a glutton of outfielders.
So
sure.
Maybe that's something you could pry free. Rutschman, come on. This is another cornerstone franchise player.
I know. That's why I said it wouldn't happen.
Okay, so why
would
you
bring it up?
Then I should say, if you're going to go left field, Ted Williams. I mean, well, it's not going to happen, but we're just throwing names out.
You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
The guy has to be alive, Chris, to be able to be mentioned in this.
Okay, there are some people who are fans of cryogenics who would tell you that Ted is still alive.
I can't argue with it because his head's frozen somewhere,
there you
right?
go. See,
is that true?
Yeah. You know, you like that kind of weird stuff.
Yes, I do.
So, you know, it's a possibility for all I know. I don't know. We'll see what they do. I mean, look, we're complaining for a team that we really shouldn't have much to complain about.
I don't think we're complaining. Right, we're just having a conversation about some things that may not even come to fruition at some point. But, you know, I just thinking about it. At this point last year, had we signed Donovan Solano yet? It's like right around this point, right?
Right, yeah.
We didn't have Peralta,
Peralta is still out there, if anybody's wondering. He has not signed with anyone yet, so who knows? Give him a...
April 15th.
Oh, so he was here. Yeah. When did Peralta get here?
Peralta, let me see.
You guys don't need to give me a little musical interlude here.
May 19th, so 4 days from now.
Right.
Okay, so... If that's the one thing that you look at last year compared to this year, is, you know, those are basically bench pieces that, you know, performed extremely well.
Yes, they did.
Peralta's not playing this year. I don't think Donovan's swinging it as well as
he was last year.
He's coming to town this weekend,
and so
we will see him.
You know, in a way, those bench spots are not as volatile as the bullpen, but. Year to year, you don't know what you're going to get coming off the bench.
I don't think anybody expected what we got from David Peralta.
No.
That was a surprise,
right? No doubt.
All right, they are what is their 42 games now, right? 27-15. I'm just looking this up. Last year after 42 games,
200.
No, right at it. 21-21. They just had lost a shutout loss to the Dodgers. They fell to 21-21. And as we know, they wouldn't get over 500 really for good until after the All-Star break.
We're about two
so that's
weeks,
how far into this we really are.
About last year, we were about 2 weeks away from going to Anaheim and getting swept. That happened beginning of June, right?
Right, and that was in the middle of a five-game losing streak that dropped the Padres two games
I
under.
I think there's two five-game losing streaks right around
there
each other.
There was another one that happened in mid-June, and they went three games under 500 at that point. Yes, it is, to quote my friend Anthony Gwynn Jr., still early. It's still early.
Even I buy into that.
You have to, even though we love what we've seen so far. There's a long way to go.
Dennis Lynn actually put out a mailbag, and he had some names of other guys that are in the system that could be traded. So he's got Double A Boston Bateman, Humberto Cruz, Cash Mayfield, which Cash Mayfield's like the big name, Cobb Hightower, Kaveris Tears.
Can we go through some of these names again?
Kale Fountain is my favorite name.
Kale That's your
Fountain.
Favorite?
Kale Fountain.
Spelled like it sounds?
K-A-L-E Fountain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me some of the beginning ones again. Boston what?
Boston Bateman.
Wow.
BB. Humberto Cruz.
Yeah.
Cash Mayfield.
Okay, I like it.
That's a great baseball.
Braden Nett.
I saw him in spring.
Is Braden Nett related in any way to Braden Suprenet? It's pretty close.
That's a scraby joke, Chris. Come on.
I
now.
Know.
Come
it's
on
weak.
Now.
Weak.
But there are names out there. I mean,
those are the names that he's predicting could get traded.
There's also Bradley Rodriguez, value. Francis Pena, Tyson Nabors, David Morgan.
These are all young guys.
David Morgan came up already. Pitcher.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Just a little while ago. I don't know if he ever got into
a game. I don't think he did.
No.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I knew a guy one time that played for the Phillies. He was, like, always in AAA. And then he got called up one day to start a game because he was a pitcher. And the game got rained out. And he got sent back down. Never got a chance again to pitch in the major leagues.
There was a guy named Todd Van Poppel who ended up making the major leagues.
I do remember Todd Van Poppel.
He was a high school superstar flamethrower or something, and Sports Illustrated was doing a cover story about him. He was on the cover throwing a pitch. The whole magazine was about Todd Van Poppel. And right before they went to press, of all people, Pete Rose pushed an umpire when he was managing and got suspended for 25 games. And they put that on the cover. And Todd Van Poppel never
saw
the
cover
again. He got Van Poppled, as it were.
Cold blooded.
So those things happen.
I can't imagine making it to the big leagues. I'm going to start. Okay, game is suspended.
I mean, how about the article came out earlier about the guys who pitched in 2020 where no one was in the stands?
I think they call them the Lost Boys.
And then I think, Kyle Hart is one of them. He's the only one of the group
that came back.
got a chance to pitch again, or anyone so far that's got a chance to pitch the big league.
I guess that would be similar to a guy in the NBA who only plays in the play-in tournament. Puts up stats.
They don't have stats.
And then they cut him. And then the stats don't exist because stats don't exist.
At least he still has the memory of being in the game.
At least he could have
played. With people watching. Yeah. All right, let's slide away. Let's get to break. When we come back, Daily Gambit up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.